This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest, and I tell you, when it comes to medical devices, I think this is one of the most under-discovered companies and undervalued companies in the country, especially they're listed on the NASDAQ. I'm talking no other than Prodex. They were on the show back in December 19th. They trade on the NASDAQ, like I said. Their ticker symbol is PDEX. And with us today to talk about his company is the CEO, Rick Van Kirk. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Very happy to be here.
You know, give my listeners, if you would, a little bit of about statement of what you guys do and who you are, and then I want to get into some Q&A.
We are a medical device manufacturer in Irvine, California. We develop primarily power tools for the operating room, arthroscopic shavers, cranial screwdrivers, screwdrivers for other parts of the body now. We've been around about 40 years, started off in the dental industry, and migrate over to my medical device, and it's been going pretty well for us over the years, and we're really focusing on that part of the business now.
You know, correct me if my number's wrong, but the first quarter of your 2018, you guys did about $5.2 million in revenue. That was up about 2%. You guys have had 4 years of sequential growth in revenues, and I think that in 2017, you guys did a profit of $5 million.
You are correct. We've been on a nice roll the last two or three years. We've come through a turnaround situation where we are now back profitable and doing well enough to reinvest in the business and really try to keep that momentum going.
Well, as a guy that's been in the market for most of his life, close to 40 years, your market cap should be at around 60 or 70 million. So that would put your stock price around $12 or $15. I know you don't like to talk about your stock price, but I'm telling to my listeners, if you're looking for a company that develops and manufactures power surgical and dental instruments, you might want to take a look at Prodex. Let me ask you this while I got you on the show, Rick. Last time you were on the show was December 19th. Do you have any updates regarding new business or maybe some major customers since then?
Yeah, actually, we had some really good news. Our largest customer, we've been working with them over a few months, and in January, we agreed to a three-year extension to the current contract. The contract we're in now is a two-year contract that runs through December of this year, and we are very pleased that we have extended that by three additional years at the same volumes as we are producing now at a minimum. There are clauses that allow them to ramp up, obviously. So we're excited about that. It's a great foundation still out even further that we can build on and continue to grow the business here. We're very excited about that news.
You know, the last time that we spoke, and you mentioned about the Prodex branded product would be released earlier next quarter. I think that you guys have a different quarter to quarter. I think your fiscal year is what, in August or September? And so how's that coming along?
It's coming very well. The testing is going very well. We'll probably be releasing it in that April timeframe. And it's important to us because having our own Prodex branded product really shortens our sales cycle. Instead of calling on, a number of customers and trying to, convince them to invest in a development project that could take a year and a half and be, fairly expensive, we can go to people now and say, hey, look at this prototype. If you like it, we can be shipping it to you in a matter of weeks for a really small kind of, paperwork, documentation fee, basically, to get this marked with your name on it. So it really enables us to sell more rapidly, start turning into production and revenue more rapidly, and then we can further add on some options and features that other people don't have to really leverage this even farther into the marketplace. So it's really kind of a new direction for us that we're excited about this one as well, too.
Well, you bring up a very interesting point that I like to extrapolate on, and correct me if I'm wrong here. You usually sell most of your products to OEMs, and then they are the main distributors, and they give those out to the doctor's office, dentist offices, and so forth. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so are you guys looking to do some inside house sales, or have you been doing that?
Not necessarily, or really the answer is no. We'll still deal with the larger distributors and also some of the smaller distributors as well. Some of the smaller players that maybe want to compete with the bigger boys and can't afford a large development project but can afford to buy our driver and get into the game. So we'll be dealing with everybody still.
My guest today on Stock Day, I'm highlighting Prodex, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol PDEX. And with us today is the CEO of that company, Rick Van Kirk. How do your positive financial results enable you to reinvest in your core business?
Yeah, thank you. That's a good question. We do it a number of ways. Certainly into the new products and some of the new technologies. We're really trying to focus on innovation. I don't know if I've mentioned it on previous calls, but we actually set up a couple 2-hour meetings every month where we lock the engineers up and feed them pizza and say, go think of something doing, you know. Don't talk about current projects, but think of something new. And so we're trying to encourage that. So we're investing in new products. We've got a lot of prototypes in work that we're working to show people. And we're also investing in equipment, which is interesting, I think, to shareholders because we're getting more capabilities in our shop, which helps us to improve our processes and bring costs down and improve margins and profitability. So that's another way. And we also are investing in people. Clearly, as we grow, we need to hire more people, but we're able to spend even more time now training them and sending them to school and developing their skill sets, which obviously helps the company and helps them and also makes people feel good about working here because we're interested in their growth too. So it's really nice to have this ability. You know, it wasn't that long ago that we did not. So we really appreciate the fact that we can invest in the company, in the people, and just like I keep saying, keep this momentum going.
You know, your market cap is only around 28, 29 million. It seems like that's very undervalued with a PE ratio trading between 6.5 and 10 times of earnings. That being said, if I was listening to this interview, why should I go out there and buy the stock?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. We are excited about the nice foundation of backlog we've secured for now going 4 years out. Very excited about new products and technologies that other people do not have, and we're getting the chance to leverage those throughout the industry. And you've heard me say before, at the risk of sounding corny, we have a really strong culture here, alignment from the board of directors through any department in the building. We know what we want to do. We're willing to try things. We're a small company. We can't sit around and wait for things to happen, so we try to make things happen. And we think we make pretty good decisions when we do that. And it's been working, and we expect it to keep working.
Well, I want my listeners to take a look at the stock, Prodex, PDEX. I think fair value of it is north of $10, and I'm talking about within 6 months. Rick, in closing here, I appreciate you coming on the show. Is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out to the listeners?
Well, I think we touched on all the really interesting, cool news of late. We appreciate this opportunity to come on, Everett. Thank you very much for that. And again, I think it's a good time to be involved with Prodex. People that are listening that currently are involved with Prodex, thank you for your support. We're going to continue to do the best we can for you. And anyone interested in us, give us a good look. Everett, I think, correct. We're a good opportunity and happy to help you out, too.
You can go to their website. That's PRO-DEX.com. Rick, thank you very much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on in about 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Yeah, I look forward to that. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.